你好。
How are you？
学生。
Thank you。
不要哭。
Don't cry。
That's all I know。
我就知道这些中文。
It's an honor to be here with you this afternoon.
今天能和大家在一起做得怎么样？
I have been honored to travel with your missionary pastor, Pastor Hu.
我很荣幸地和你们的服务师一道到中国去。
And Mrs. Hu and other leaders in your church.
还有胡太太，还有其他你们教会的领袖。
To China to carry out the mission of Jesus in your country.
And 到中国，到你们的祖国传福音。
And it was a life-changing and impacting experience for me.
对我来说，那个经验也是改变我的生命的。
And my family and I pray for the church in China regularly now.
我们家也经常的为中国的教会祷告。
So I can say that I love you and I love the country that you come from in the name of Jesus.
我可以说，奉主耶稣的名，我真是爱你们，爱中国。
I want to send you greetings from my wife Rachel and my 7 children.
我带来我太太 Rachel 和七个孩子向你们的问候。
I think that's how many we have.
我就只有这么多孩子。
I also want to send you warm greetings from the leadership and the congregation of Grace and Peace Community Church.
恩典和平安教会的领袖们也带来亲切的问候。
We are your brothers and sisters and partners in gospel ministry.
我们是你的弟兄姐妹，我们是你传福音的帮手。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
If you would turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 14.
请大家打开圣经到马可福音十四章。马可福音十四章。
Verses 66 through 72.
今天要讲的是要分享的是66节到72节。
Listen to the word of God.
这是神的话语。
And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, You also were with the Nazarene Jesus.But he denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you mean. And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, This man is one of them. But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean.He began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know this man of whom you speak. And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he broke down and wept.
Mark 福音十四节十四章六十六节彼得在下边院子里来了大祭司的使女，见彼得烤火，就看着他说：“你素来也是同拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的。”彼得却不承认，说：“我不知道，也不明白你说的是什么。”于是出来到了前院，鸡就叫。那使女看见他，又对旁边站着人说：“这也是他们一党的。”彼得又不承认。过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人又对彼得说：“你真是他们一党，因为你是加利利人。”彼得就发咒起誓地说：“我不认识你们说的这个人。”立时鸡叫了第二遍。彼得想起耶稣对他所说的话：“鸡叫两遍以前，你要三次不认识。”思想起来就哭了。
那。I love Thursday nights.
我很喜欢星期四晚上。
And one of the reasons I love Thursday nights is because I help the worship team at Grace and Peace.
因为什么呢？因为我那天晚上呢，我会帮
I'm not a musician.
那我不是个音乐家,
but the musicians let me spend time with them.
那些搞音乐的人让我和他们一起过度过一段时间。
So I play the congas almost every Sunday.
那星期天呢我就
hand drums.
Okay. 那个手鼓。
But I don't play very well.
但是呢我又做得不好。
But we have a wonderful time on Thursday nights.
但是呢星期四晚上呢我们会度过一个很好的时光。We
worship as we practice.
那我们线上我们敬拜，我们也训练。
We enjoy the fellowship of being together.
我们一起有很好的分享交通。We
laugh a lot because we make a lot of mistakes.
And
sometimes we sing songs that we all wish we had forgotten.
有时候呢，我们唱的歌呢，我们觉得呀，我们还是忘了。
And the songs that we sing, they're secular songs, sometimes that we'll remember.
有时候呢，我们也会唱属世的歌曲，那些歌词我们也会记得。That
song will be in my head the rest of the week.
但是那个歌呢，有时候呢，这个音乐呢会在我脑子里。And
I walk around the house singing it without even thinking about it.
那我在我们家里呢，有时候会唱，但是呢哼，那我也真的没想，我就会哼。And
I know the kids are listening.
我知道那些孩子们呢也会在听。Especially
my 7-year-old Angelina.
我有个7岁的女儿叫Angelina，她不听。Because
recently I was singing a song.
最近呢，我有次呢唱一个歌。
Only the young people are going to remember know this one.
只有年轻的人呢才能会记住这个歌。
It's called Pump Up the Jam.
那个歌呢叫啊，那首歌。
They're shaking their heads no, they don't know it.
还弄不到。
And I was singing it, and Angelina finished the sentence for me in the song.
我在唱呢，我的小女儿呢，琳琳呢会把那个歌词再接下去。And
I looked at her, surprised that she had finished the sentence for me.
那么我就看她，我很奇怪，她把我的歌词给接上了。And
she looked at me and said, "Oh no, she didn't."
她会说，哦，我没有过。And
then she said, "Oh yes, she did."
然后她又会说，呀，真的，我确实做了。And
I was laughing very hard at my 7-year-old. You know, there are a lot of times in life where you will think, oh no, he didn't. I can't believe he did that. And there are a lot of times in the Bible where you will think, I cannot believe he did that.
我真不相信他会做这事。And
that's exactly what we come to with Peter today. He denies Jesus Christ.
这就是今天我们的经文，彼得不信耶稣三次。You
look at Peter and you think, oh no, he didn't.
你看着彼得，你说呀，真的，彼得，你没有做这事吧？Oh
yes, he did. Now Jesus has just been betrayed by his so-called friend Lazarus, Judas, excuse me, not Lazarus.
这段英文呢，就是犹大卖主。He had been
arrested.
那他被捕了。He
was having a trial.
他在会前呢也受审。Which
was really a fake trial, a mockery trial.
那么这审判呢，也是假的审判。And
Jesus had also just said, "I am the Christ."
然后这里呢，耶稣也说了，我就是基督。And
if you look back at verse 54, you will see that Peter was watching this trial.
你从今天的经文前面有54节，你就看到彼得在看耶稣受审。
But he was watching from a distance.
但是他是远远地在看。He
didn't want to be too closely associated with Jesus.
他这时候呢, 就不想和耶稣太近,
It was too risky for him to be seen with Jesus right now. And so he is in the courtyard, verse 66.
那现在呢,他就说,
I'm going to read those again. He was below in the courtyard, and one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus."
第二个是彼得在下院里来了一个大祭司的一个侍女，见彼得着火，就看着他说，你素来也是从拿撒勒人一伙，拿撒勒人耶稣一伙。
This young girl, the high priest, comes out. Maybe to get something. But what we know is that she sees Peter. And she sees him warming himself in the cool spring night. Which must have been nice for Peter to be comfortable, while the Lord himself must have been cold. And she sees Peter with the guards. And the Gospel of Luke says that she looks at Peter closely. He's warming himself by the fire and by the light of the fire so she can see him. And as she sees him, she says what she says to him. "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus, who's now on trial." Peter stands out as not one of the guards. Maybe because he didn't have guards' clothing on. Maybe she had seen him with Jesus before. But no matter what, she knows that this man had been with Jesus. And the accusation is a double punch.
Like, hits him twice.
Because she says, not just that you were with Jesus, but you were with the Nazarene Jesus. And by this point in Jesus' life, Jesus being called the Nazarene was a derogatory or mean term. She is saying, "You are scum and dirty because you are with the dirty man." We hate you because we hate him. And remember, this is a woman speaking to a man in those days. A younger woman speaking to an older man. Therefore, she must have really meant it to have such courage to say it. And then Peter gets all worked up in verse 68. "But he denied it, saying, 'I neither know nor understand what you mean.' And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed."
And
于是呢，他就出来到了前院，这时候进去叫。
His lying and guilty heart immediately got defensive.
他在撒谎，他呢也确实有一个负罪的心，这时候呢，让他呢就只好逃出来。
His lie was so strong it almost came without any thought. It just came right out.
他说谎那么强，就他根本就没有想就说出来。
Probably like you and me.
当然呢，有时候呢，跟你我也是很像的。
A lie coming out so quickly.
那说谎呢，有时候一下就出来了。
Is a lie we've been ready to say long before.
那这也就是我们这个谎呢，经常是准备预备了要说很久的。
He did not want to be associated with Jesus anymore.
不想和耶稣在一起。
He says, I don't know what you mean to the girl.
彼得怎么说呢？说是我不知道你说的什么意思。
It's so far from true, I'm actually confused what you mean.
他和这你说的和真实差太远了，我根本就不知道你说的啥意思。
It's a full-on lie from every angle.
他这个确实是一个谎言，从每个方面来说都是谎言。
He's denying knowing Jesus and being a follower of Jesus in every way.
他不认主，他也不是跟随主的人。从各个方面他都在不认主。
If you are a follower of Jesus Christ,
如果你也是跟随主耶稣的，
you probably wouldn't say that you're not one.
你或许不会说我不是主耶稣的。
At least not directly.
当然不会直接的这么说。
But we might avoid certain people that we know we'll have to talk about Jesus with.
那我们也许就会避免和那些人在一起，因为和那些人在一起，我们就必须要讲。
We might avoid certain conversations about Jesus.
我们也许避免一些和大家交谈的时候呢。避免这个话题不讲耶稣基督。
And all of this is a way to be ashamed of Jesus, just like Peter.
但是这呢，确实是我们觉得我们为耶稣感到羞愧，就和彼得是一样的。
We may avoid talking about Jesus because answers are too hard to give.
我们避免讲耶稣基督，因为呢，有些答案呢是很。
We might act like we don't know Jesus because people know about our sin.
我们也许我们就在行为上觉得我们不认识耶稣一样，因为我们确实有罪。
We might just want people to think that we're good people and therefore avoid talking about Jesus.
也许我们就想人知道，我觉得我们是好人，我们就不需要再讲耶稣。
Or maybe we don't care about the salvation of others. And therefore, don't talk about Jesus.
或许呢，我们对别人得救不得救，我们漠不关心。那这样呢，我们也就不需要讲耶稣基督。
All of this, all of these are ways of denying being associated with Jesus.
其实这各种行为都是在不认。
But all of these are platforms to talk about Jesus.
但是呢，这些呢，确实都是很好的场合。
Think of people and times where you might deny Jesus.
再想一想，我们在某些情景、某些环境里，我们或许不认主。
And ask yourself why.
我们就现在要问一下，为什么？
These might be the very mission fields that God is calling you to serve.
或许这真就是传福音的好机会，神在呼召你去做这事。
Because these are the people and the times where you have to rely upon Him most.
因为在这个环境里，你确实是需要耶稣基督。
Peter is saying, if I just get out of the light, no one will know.
彼得呢，就心里想，如果我们离开这个光亮呢，没有人可以知道我。
But we actually can't ever run from the lies of our hearts.
但是呢，如果我们心里有谎呢，我们逃不脱的。
Our hearts, our lies, our sin goes with us wherever we are. Peter is denying Jesus just like Jesus said he would. If you look back at verses 30 and 31, here's what Jesus says. Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all, the rest of the followers, said the same. The first crow of the rooster is a reminder of something. It's a reminder that everything Jesus says is always true. Everything Jesus has to say in the Bible, not just the red letter edition, but the whole Bible is the Word of Jesus. And the whole Bible is always true. So every prophecy or prediction that Jesus has ever made is true. And all of His promises to His people are true. His promise to forgive. His promise to comfort. His promise to guide. His promise to provide. And His promise to take His people home to the perfection of heaven one day. I wonder what you come in here with today. I wonder what burden. I wonder what fear. I wonder what shame or guilt. Jesus is a God who tells the truth. And He says that because of His gospel, and by His grace, your faith in it, you are a beautiful and beloved child of God forever. And He promises never to leave you or forsake you. Jesus is a God who speaks absolute truth to His people. And He spoke it to Peter when He promised him that Peter would deny Him. And Peter's problems continue to follow him. But ultimately, it's God's truth and God's grace that is pursuing him. Look at verse
69.
And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them."
That
Peter had left the fire.
这里呢, 彼得呢, 离开了那堆火吗?
He had left the girl.
他离开了那个侍女,
and he figured he could get away with it.
他就觉得, 他没事了, 他可以, 离开了。
But there is the girl once again.
现在呢, 这个侍女呢, 就又到他这里来了。
And now she's getting others involved.
他就现在呢,
Maybe she followed Peter.
或许呢,
but ultimately, it's God's grace that is following Peter. It's a grace that exposes our sin. It's a grace that doesn't allow us to get away with our sin. God loves Peter too much to let him get away with him denying Jesus. The Bible says that God disciplines those whom He loves.
圣经告诉我们, 神的, 神的人,
Not because He's mean to His people,
不是因为他对他自己的人, 太不好,
but so that they will grow in holiness and Christ-likeness.
是因为这样他才能够在神的圣洁里有长进,
that, that they will see that sin is a lie.
他们就能够看出这个罪啊,
it's a horrible master.
他是一个很坏的主人啊,
but Jesus and His grace is a glorious master.
但是耶稣基督, 耶稣基督恩典是荣耀的主。
And when God chases us down by His grace,
因为神用他的恩典来跟随我们,
it's evidence of His commitment to us. Romans chapter 5 says,
罗马书的第五章这么说的,
where sin increased, where sin increased, grace increased all the more. Verse 20.
就是第五章, 二十节,
this doesn't mean we should sin more to get more grace.
这并不是说我们犯罪越多啊,
this means that grace is always greater than our sin.
这实际上是在告诉我们,
Amen? Amen. We are in a bad place if we get away with our sin. And actually, we never get away with our sin. We just think that we do. Today at Grace and Peace,
那今天呢, 恩典与平安教会呢,
we started the book of Jonah.
我们今天开始呢, 讲约拿书,
and there's one moment after another where Jonah thinks he's going to get away with his sin or hopes he can get away with his sin.
那在约拿书里呢, 就好几次, 这个约拿呢, 觉得, 哦, 他能, 啊, 解决他自己罪的问题, 或者他希望他能够解决他的罪的问题。
But God's grace continues to confront him.
但是神的恩典呢,
and God's grace is confronting Peter.
现在呢,
and God's grace in Jesus Christ wants to confront you and me.
神的恩典,
have you seen your need of a Savior with God?
你看到看不到,
God's grace is offered to you in salvation through His Son Jesus. If you see your need, don't just try to be a better person. It won't work. And it's unacceptable to God. But come to believe and rest alone in Jesus Christ. Come to the man who lived the perfect life we are supposed to live. Come to the one who hung on a Roman cross as your substitute. And come to the one who was raised from the grave to announce that he has victory over death and sin forever. If you're troubled about your sin, if you're wrestling with your sin, then come to the grace of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But look at verses
70 and 71.
But again, Peter denied it, and after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak."
彼得又不承认。过了不多的时候，旁边站着的人又对彼得说：“你真是他们的吗？因为你是加利利人。”彼得就发咒起誓地说：“我不认得你们所说的这个人。”
This is a sad scene.
这个情景非常让人痛心。
It's sad to watch people marinate in the stench of their sin. Marinate, you know, cook.
真，我们真心痛这个人呢，在他的罪中呢，他自己还不知道。It's
sad to see people work so hard to keep their lives alive.
然后呢，也真让人痛心呢。他撒谎一遍又一遍，就是让他的撒谎好像能够让人相信。And
to almost drown in the foolishness of repetitive sin.
他在自己不停的犯罪，这个坏事里面呢，都好像要被淹没。Peter
continues to deny what is true.
耶稣还不认，他在发誓呢，不认识这个女。And
it's not just the girl who's saying things now.
现在呢，不仅仅是这个小女孩在说了。
But the crowd, others say it as well. It's obvious to everybody that Peter was associated with Jesus. And yet he just continues to deny it. He does what we often do in our hearts. We tell ourselves what we want to believe is true, even when it's a lie. So he keeps foolishly denying his relationship with Jesus. The people now say, "You are a Galilean."
现在人在说呢, 你是加利利人的,
Which of course Jesus was from Galilee. In the Gospel of Matthew, we read that Peter's accent betrays him. He has a Galilean accent. Now, if English is not your first language, you might not understand what I'm going to say. But there are different accents in China as well. In the southern United States, people talk different than they do up here. They will make a one-syllable word into a two-syllable word. I will say house. In the south, they will say hi house. And if I said hi house to you, you would know I was from the south. And it would be foolish of me to say, I'm not from the
south.
I'm from right here in Philadelphia. My accent would betray me. And Peter's accent and many other things were showing that he had been a follower of Jesus Christ. But he was so prideful. He was unwilling to be humble with what's true. Even as if it would have been costly, it would have been dangerous for Peter to tell the truth. Just as it is for many people today around the world. Just as it is for many of our brothers and sisters in China. It could be dangerous and scary. And yet the Lord Jesus wants us never to deny Him, but to tell the truth of knowing Him. Even when it's dangerous, so that others can come to know the grace of His salvation as well. You know, Peter brings a curse on himself or swears to God here in this passage. And he probably thinks, oh, they're never going to know if I'm lying. Maybe they'll leave me alone now. But it doesn't really matter if they know if he's lying. Because God knows that he's lying. Peter ought to be very thankful right here. He ought to be thankful that God's grace in this moment kept God's judgment away from him. God would not have been wrong if he struck Peter dead right there for denying Jesus. But instead of doing that, just a few hours later, God the Father would strike his own son with his wrath. Jesus would take all the shame and the guilt of the sin of the world upon himself. He was judged by the wrath and the anger of his Father. And he did that so that anyone who believes in him will be forever free from the wrath of God. If you have faith in Jesus right now, every sin of your life, known and unknown, is forgiven at this moment. God the Father is looking at you through the blood of God the Son, and he says, you are clean. And praise the Lord for that. But as Peter says it, instead of the curse of God, Peter gets the curse or the blessing of the rooster crowing again. Look at verse
72.
And immediately the rooster crowed a second time, and Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And he broke down and wept. Peter remembers what Jesus had said. In Luke's Gospel, he says that the Lord Jesus looked back at Peter, and then Peter remembered what Jesus said. Peter sees Jesus looking at him after he denies Jesus. And I don't think Jesus is looking at him saying, I hate you. But I told you so. And I still love you. You know, Peter, just like us, is so quick to forget. So quick to forget that Jesus always tells the truth. He always tells the truth about our sins. And sometimes we need moments like this of intrusive grace. To take us back to where we need to be. You see, grace It got him and it broke him. He broke down and he wept.
这里呢, 彼得呢,就思想,
Matthew's gospel said that he wept bitterly.
马太福音里呢,
he wept like a little baby. With 7 children for the last 14 years, we've had a weeping baby in our house the entire time.
我呢是过去的14年里有7个孩子，所以呢，任何时候我们家里都有一个哭的小孩。We
have a beautiful 1-year-old little girl.
现在呢，我的小女儿呢很漂亮，1岁。And
she can weep bitterly.
她很会哭。
What we have here is a grown man crying like a little baby. Probably over the guilt of being found out of having denied Jesus. And you know what we see with Peter here being broken and crying? This is actually what each one of us needs if we're really going to get Jesus. We can talk about Bible knowledge. We can talk about praying long, robust prayers. We can talk doctrine, and we should. We can talk service and mission, and we should. But without being broken, without being contrite or having a right sense of our guilt, we will never get Jesus' grace. A very famous verse in the Bible, Psalm 51, verse
17.
The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Because of the gospel, we don't have to fear being broken over our sin. Because for every follower of Jesus Christ, God's greater grace is always there. And it's His grace at work that allows us to be broken over our sin. Maybe we have a lie that we're scared to let go of. Maybe we're denying what others see in us. Maybe there are people or times where we're actually denying Jesus. These are the very things that Jesus hung on a cross for. He hung on a cross to forgive every sin, even the sin of denying Him when we're scared.
And
the gospel of His grace is not only about forgiveness.
That
But the gospel of grace, because of the Holy Ghost, is also a gospel of power to confess sin and repent and walk in newness of life. You know, this is not the end of the story with Peter. This very Peter was used by the Holy Spirit to help lead the early spread of the church of Jesus Christ raised from death. Peter was broken here. But grace would win in the end. And grace will always win in God's people. And that's because God gave Jesus over to be rejected by those who rejected Him. And Jesus says in John chapter 6, verse 37,
在约翰福音六章三十七节，耶稣又这么说。
All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. I will never deny you, or reject you, or send you away.
凡父所赐给我的人，必到我这里来，到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他，我不会放弃，我不会把送走。And
that's because Jesus gave everything over to bring you back to God and make you new. He lived and He died and He rose again. For those who want nothing to do with Him. And yet His grace is what chases us back, what chases us down and brings us back to Him. He gave His life for His enemies in order to make them His friends. And you may think, oh no, He didn't.
你也想，哎呀，他真的没做这个吗？Oh
yes, He did.
确实是他做的。Let's
pray together.
让我们一起祷告。Our
glorious Lord Jesus, risen Christ of the gospel.
荣耀的主啊，从死里复活的耶稣基督。We
confess to you that our hearts are a lot like Peter's. We confess that there are times where we might be ashamed of you.